We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stephen 10 in the morning now, 6:47 here, KNSS, on this Tuesday morning, August 4th. Three big things. Sedgwick County Jail quarantined after inmate kitchen helper tested positive for COVID-19. Tropical storm Isaias pounding the U.S. East Coast. Primary election day, party select candidates to run for Senate seat of retiring Pat Roberts. Three big things, Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Traffic at the moment here in the Wichita area, things looking good. The volume's starting to pick up, but things still looking good out there as far as the traffic conditions are concerned. Just some extra traffic volume out there. I'm seeing a lot of traffic volume right now. Kellogg, east and westbound, and this is right around Seneca. Seeing some heavy traffic there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 81 degrees. 50% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low 62. Wednesday, partly sunny. 20% chance for rain tomorrow at a high of 83 degrees. Now partly cloudy. East wind at 6 miles per hour and 62 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. Tech led the way for the first trading day of August on the stock market Monday.
Stocks kicking off the month higher, lifted by a surge in technology stocks like Apple and Microsoft. Tech companies were the biggest gainers today, while real estate and utilities lagged. Microsoft, the Dow's biggest gainer, with its shares surging over 5.5% for a record close after the software giant said it would push ahead with talks to buy the U.S. operations of Chinese-owned TikTok. And ADT stock climbing around 57% after the residential and commercial security provider announced that it will be partnering with Alphabet's Google on a new line of smart home security products. The Dow rising 236 points, the Nasdaq up 158 for its 29th record close of the year, S&P 500 up 23. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And this morning we have comments from KNSS Facebook on our Steve and Ted poll question. August is National Sandwich Month. Which is your favorite sandwich? We gave you six, seven choices, but some folks didn't like the choices there, and they decided to tell us about their own choices.
They put their what they put in there.
They put their spin on it. James asks, we are limited to one for sandwiches. I need to vote Chicago style. I don't know what that is. Dan says Reuben, more specifically the Reuben from Willie's in El Dorado, the Reuben sandwich, which, of course, is
By the way, I've had that Reuben at Willie's in El Dorado. That's really good.
Well, Sam must be Sam Willie's. Is that his name? Never mind.
Teresa says roast beef and Swifts. Did we have roast beef, Jed?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Did? That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And another Teresa says croque monsieur.
Croque monsieur.
Whatever.
Croque monsieur.
What the hell is that?
Ham and cheese.
It's a ham and cheese sandwich, although it's a madame is dipped in egg and
really?
Right, yeah.
It's like bologna to me. 6:50 now, Stephen Ted.
Chicago style is vote early, vote often.
No.
That's what that means.
Did you have bologna sandwich on there?
No. Don't we have bologna? We don't have that on there.
Nope.
Probably should. But
huge oversight.
If you want to know the methodology, I found a poll about sandwiches, and I used the top results from a list of about 50.
Yeah, but that's the rest
of
the country.
Some of them
we're
don't
different
make
here.
It. I like a Cuban sandwich. It's not on the list.
Okay.
Because it's not one of the top.
Calm down.
Wow. He struck a nerve there. I'll tell you what.
Gets touchy.
You go into
sandwiches.
The sandwich room.
Any more questions about methodology?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Chad's kind of sensitive about sandwiches.
Yeah,
you know
he is. He is.
All right. 6:50, Steve and Ted. A Biden presidency and the economy.
Yeah.
Don Grant, CFP, he is the money tracker.
This won't raise any controversy.
No.
Presidential politics seem to raise the question about the stock market. I've had so many questions. How will this candidate or that candidate affect the economy? Now, I have been getting a lot of those questions lately. Bottom line, from my perspective, is that the presidential bully pulpit may create some headline-driven volatility, but it's generally short-lived until the actual policy is created. Well, what could happen if our current president isn't reelected? Well, I searched several notable analysts, and Forbes magazine reports that Wall Street quietly begins warning about a Biden presidency. Well, the main concern is the likelihood of higher corporate taxes. In 2019, Biden pledged to roll back the Senate's tax cut legislation. If Republicans retain the Senate majority, Wall Street might relax a little bit. Analysts at J.P. Morgan look at it a little bit differently. The consensus view, this is their quote, the consensus view is that a Democratic victory in November will be negative for equities, that's stocks. However, we've seen this outcome as neutral to slight positive, end quote. Well, they believe that Biden's platform may be more benign and center, which means very little volatility with more of a status quo. Now, Charles Schwab's chief investment strategist, Liz Sanders, thinks that the virus will have affected our economy so greatly by inauguration time that a President Biden would put reversing corporate tax cuts far down his list of priorities. This means a favorable environment for growth. Bloomberg opinion writer Connor Sen agrees with the stereotype that one political party is for the markets, is, you know, better for the markets than the other. He says investors concentrate too much on corporate taxes and regulations. Missing is Biden's potential focus on increased spending for full employment with government resources going to the worker-focused tax policy. So they see it as positive. Yahoo Finance analysts are a bit more dramatic with their prediction that Biden's policies could help the markets drop 25%. Well, there you have it, all over the board from all sides of the street here. So who knows? Anyway, you have any questions, give me a call. Number 634-2222.
Whoever is elected, the long-term, and probably not in their presidency, but long-term effect is someday the chickens are going to come home to roost on trillions and trillions of dollars of debt.
That's true. You know, I heard something the other day that said, you know, let's not worry as much about taxes because let's get infrastructure going. In other words, people think that if the government pays for infrastructure jobs, they're just throwing that money down a hole. No. They're creating jobs, number one, usually by private contractors. So they give money for infrastructure. The first paycheck is going to be, well, corporate tax are going to be paid on it, then paycheck taxes, then people are going to spend that, and they're going to pay sales taxes, and then the people who receive it are going to pay their employees with it. And it, you know, after a turn chains hand five or six times, it's already come back to the government.
I've heard from people involved
Plus,
here.
Plus, we got all our potholes fixed.
2008, when we went through the Great Recession, we were also building the schools again. Remember that, Ted?
Oh, yeah.
We're rebuilding the schools, and they said, that's one of the things that kept us even going deeper because people were still working, a lot of them rebuilding the schools, still hadn't doing jobs.
China does that. When their economy slows, they just build stuff.
There you
and they don't even have a use for it. They've got these ghost cities, you know, that are completely built.
Take a drive around the west side of town, you'll see a lot of ghost buildings out there.
And now on the east side, too.
Yeah, all over.
How are we doing on infrastructure?
We're not doing
I don't
crap
think we're doing
on
that.
Infrastructure.
That's
we're
what
not
I thought,
doing anything on it.
Because Obama announced all those shovel-ready jobs, and that was a bunch of hooey.
Yeah,
and then
that never happened.
Trump talked a big game about infrastructure, and I don't see that we're doing
anything.
Yeah,
you still make that left turn out of the post office, and there's that hole, you know?
It seems like the last two presidents have talked big about infrastructure, but I sure don't see it happening.
Well,
it's gone to the back burner, Ted.
It's not a popular thing to do because people think you're just spending money. But you're spending money, but it's coming back to the economy, and it's keeping people employed, and they're spending, and they're consuming.
And the bridges don't fall down while you're driving over.
Exactly.
National Night Out Day. promotes police community partnerships in neighborhoods across the country. Focusing on the community.
You take me out?
I think in the past, we've had, in my neighborhood, we've had a couple of them. And
those are fun.
We've had the potluck dinners outside and things like that. We haven't done it in years.
Can't do that now.
Can't do it anymore, I guess.
No.
But, usually the police department's just pushing the hell out of this. But
not this year.
Not this year.
Wagon Master, we cook for a few of those. Yeah, those are kind of fun events.
Well, take a night out if you want to. On your own.
Okay, what day is today?
Night.
It was Watermelon Day yesterday.
This is Night Out Day.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought it was just National Night Out or something.
No, it's Night Out Day.
Okay.
Stay with me on this.
I'm slow.
6:56, Steve and Ted. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news. 100 million people under a storm threat today on the East Coast. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.